Hello, listeners. I know it's been a really long time since I have posted. I'm pretty sure it's been more than a month, maybe like a month and a half. So if you're one of my four monthly listeners, welcome back. If you're a new listener, welcome. Come enjoy the podcast. Alright, so it is almost October, which means it is almost Halloween. And I know a bunch of people say, like, you shouldn't be getting ready for Halloween until a couple of weeks before. Like, no. You should, like, get into the Halloween spirit at least by September. I mean, yeah, so not much has been happening in my life. I'm in high school now, and in fact, I interviewed another friend about some back-to-school stuff. This was, like, a long time ago, but I'll put it in now. All right, and here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Juan.
Hey, Matthew.
Hi, so welcome to the show. So I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions since I'm going to continue my back-to-school theme from my previous episode.
All right.
All right, so you went to the same middle school as me for 2 years. Do you have any advice to people who might be new to middle school?
Well, I'm not sure, really. I'd say maybe the one thing that from, like, my personal experience would be, like, not procrastinate a lot. Because, I mean, that was the hardest thing for me. It wasn't really, like, that. It's just, don't procrastinate, because it's going to hurt you a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I have trouble not procrastinating. So, what was middle school like from your perspective? Juan?
Wait, can you hear me still?
Okay. What was middle school like from your perspective?
Hello?
Juan, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
So, what was middle school like from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective, all right. So, it was kind of tough. It wasn't really a lot of social time for me. You know, it was more about, like, studying and getting ready for stuff. Yeah.
All right. Sounds fair. I know this might be a little bit off topic from what I said the topic was, but you like anime, right?
I'm interested in it, but when people ask me about it, I'm like, I have not seen at all a lot about it.
Well, what animes have you watched?
People are going to be very disappointed in me, but Pokemon, a bit of Dragon Ball, but, you know, just that. I'm trying to get into My Hero Academia.
Oh, that's a great anime.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find a great streaming service for it.
Yeah. I can give you some advice. You should use Crunchyroll.
Don't you have to pay for it?
Well, it's free, but with ads.
Alright.
Free endorsement for Crunchyroll. Running out of ideas already.
So, you know, I know normally this is an interview where you ask me questions, but what if I ask you a few questions about it?
That's fine, yeah.
So, what was your favorite topic in middle school?
Oh, my favorite topic? If you mean it like a subject, I loved science.
Same. What about extra, like, an extra class that's not, like, of the four core classes or whatever?
Well, I did love it when I took graphic design. That was really fun.
Well, I actually like theater. You said you joined for, like, half a semester, right?
Yeah, I did it for half a semester in 7th grade, but then I also did it for the whole year in 8th grade.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. I think I might cut the interview a little short because I didn't plan this properly.
Well, I mean, why don't you talk about your middle school, your middle school experience, yeah.
I did that in the previous episode.
Wow. All right.
All right. Well, I guess I'll see you later if I see you again about something.
All right. It was great being on the show.
All right. Thank you for being on the show.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay, so I think that should be the last of the back to school stuff for this year. You'll probably hear more of it if you're still listening by next year. I'm pretty sure you will be. So how about we get into the Halloween spirit with some scary stories? I can't think of any, but in my next episode when I record it in October, I am going to give you a code which you can send in your scary stories to me. So, how does that sound? All right, give me a second. All right, so I got that. So if you have any stories that you'd wish to share with me, go to anchor.fm/Matthew-Pogonaut-Walters/message. Once again, that's anchor.fm/Matthew-Pogonaut-Walters/messages. Maybe there's not an S at the end. I don't really remember. I can't look at it while I'm recording this. So, how about we start off with some stories that I wrote a while ago. Back when I was in 8th grade, I was in the writing club because I like to write creative stories. So I have some stories that I'd love to share with you. Okay, let me think. Which ones did I write? Oh, let's start with one called The Ambulance. I don't know if you've heard this one. It was a creepypasta that I wrote a spin-off story of. Sorry, give me a second. All right. Okay. So, once a while ago, there was a town, and in this town, there was an abandoned insane asylum. It was a very popular place for urban explorers, but usually no one ever went back to it twice. So, one day, two teenagers, let's call them Carl and James, they decide that they want to go and explore the abandoned asylum. So, during the middle of the day, they go and break into the asylum. So they're walking around, they're taking pictures in the hallways. It's very old and very musty. When they're in one of the rooms, they look out the window and they see an ambulance go past. Now, this wasn't that uncommon, since a road that connected to the insane asylum also connected to the local hospital, and ambulances often used it as a shortcut. But this one was weird because it wasn't zooming very fast, it was going very slowly at maybe 15 miles an hour. So they go out of the room and they start walking down the hallway. At the end of the hallway, there's a door that says cafeteria. So they decide to walk in there. And in the cafeteria, there's a big window. They look out that window and they see the ambulance has now started to circle the building. As they're walking through the building, they see it again at another window, and they see that it stops in front of the awning in the front lawn. So they see two men get out of the ambulance. They couldn't discern their faces, but they saw as they got a body out of the back and started carting it in. They didn't want to run into these men, so they decided that they were going to hide in one of the rooms. They heard footsteps go past, and once they sounded out of a good distance, they walked out of the room. They looked on the floor where a bunch of dust had settled. There were no footprints. They decided to run out and abandon their plan. So the next day, they decide to go back again because they think, oh, we were all very silly for that. So, as they're walking down the hallway, Carl looks out one of the big windows that lined one of the hallways. They once again see the exact same ambulance with the exact same number on the side. They start to freak out and they go and hide in the room. They hear the door slam. They're hiding as they hear very heavy footsteps go past. Then, as soon as their footsteps pass, they book it. They start to run out of there. Then, suddenly, through the hallway, they hear footsteps coming towards them. Carl gets a knife out that he had packed with him. He holds it in front of him and rushes towards the source of the footsteps. When they get there, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Those two never came back. Yeah, okay, I know, that story is really bad. I wasn't a very good writer. I enjoyed writing, I wasn't a very good writer. So instead, how about I talk about Halloween candy? I mean, no one's ever too old to go trick-or-treating. I don't believe in stopping trick-or-treating at any age at all. So, I know that there's a lot of people hating on Skittles out there. Not Skittles, Smarties. Like, who hates Smarties? Smarties are great. They're like, they crunch in your mouth and then they become a sweet liquid. Those of you who hate on me for saying that, y'all probably like lollipops. That's exactly what lollipops do, except you don't crunch them. Chocolate is the best. Unless you can't have it, you should be having it. Oh, and my favorite part about Halloween. Once October starts, there's kind of a discourse in the candy fandom with, people argue about whether or not candy corn is any good. Yeah, I know people say that candy corn sucks, but candy corn is good. Y'all out there who are listening to this who think that candy corn sucks, why? Why would you think that candy corn sucks? It's like, you're eating candy, which is pretty much pure sugar. Why not add a little more? Besides, it tastes pretty good. It's not something that's like, it's not like it's disgusting or anything. Yeah, so y'all who ate candy corn, I mean, you can try and tell me why with the link that I shared earlier. If you didn't hear it, just rewind the video. I'm not going to bother to say again because I don't remember it. And then, oh, my favorite thing about Halloween are the jack-o'-lanterns. I kid you not. Last year we got two pumpkins and they were huge pumpkins. Like, not those really big ones because I don't like using those because they get all moldy on one side because, like, you know how they're on the field. And there's one side on the bottom, where and then it grows outwards, but it doesn't grow on the bottom. Then it gets all, like, moldy and nasty. But I do appreciate a good giant pumpkin. I kid you not. HEB, where I live, has, like, so many good pumpkins. They have, like, white pumpkins, the traditional orange pumpkins. They have this one variety of pumpkins that doesn't really grow outwards, it grows upwards, so they're like super long and they're fairly skinny for a pumpkin. Yeah, and they also have those giant moldy ones. Last year we got two pumpkins and I carved two pumpkins. Oh, carving a jack-o'-lantern is so fun, especially if you do it freehand. If you do it freehand, I applaud you. Normally I would like print out a stencil and then use that, and we have this tool that lets you draw outlines into the pumpkin. So then you would use the stencil and you'd trace the outline and then you'd cut it out. Oh, I know, it's pretty basic. I don't really do that much anymore unless it's like a newer form of cutting the pumpkin. But yeah, I enjoy carving the pumpkins. Like, I love getting my hands dirty in those pumpkin bits. Oh, and you get the seeds. Have you ever had roasted pumpkin seeds? That's like, that stuff spanks. I mean, it's good. You just gotta roast them with some oil and salt and pepper. Maybe a little seasoning if you want to. I don't like seasoning on mine. And then you put it in the oven. And oh, it's so good. You just gotta crack it open and eat the inside. Let me think what else. Pumpkin slime. I've wondered if you actually have any use for that stuff. Like the stringy stuff that kind of holds the seeds together inside the pumpkins. Yeah, and I know that people, like, say you shouldn't use candles in your jack-o'-lantern because it's, like, a fire hazard and it's bad for the pumpkin. Like, what's a jack-o'-lantern if you don't, like, light 17 tea lights inside it just to get a slight glow? I mean, yeah. Halloween memories. Yeah, and I'm gonna go trick-or-treating this year. I don't care if people say that, like, 14 is too old to go trick-or-treating. No, it's not. You're never too old to go trick-or-treating. If you were some 30-year-old man dressed up as Wonder Woman and you came to my door and knocked on it, yeah, I'm gonna give you candy. You're not gonna be denied just because you're old. Oh my god, I'm hilarious. No, I'm not. Right. I don't know what else to talk about. I think this is gonna be a short episode this month. Or this month and a half. Yeah, I'll try and be better about posting within the next month. I'll post sometime in October. Probably near Halloween, actually. Oh, I can make it. I can use Anchor to schedule a podcast to be released on exactly Halloween. That's probably what I'm going to do. Or I'm going to release it earlier. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, so bye. I'll see you next time, my loyal four listeners, and for all of you that are new, yeah, please subscribe to the channel. I'd love for you to do that. Like, I love to get as many listeners as I can. I know my show is, like, absolute garbage, but yeah, thanks.